Thank you for calling customer care. My name is Breesa. Can I have your zip code, please?
776-42.
77642.
What company is this?
Well, ma'am, I'm a customer service agent at a call center where we have more than 300 companies with more than 300 lines.
Okay. Because my credit card was charged, and I'm trying to see who charged it, like what company charged it.
I have to locate an account so I can further assist you. Can I have your first and last name, please?
Hilda Hill.
Repeat it.
Hilda, H-I-L-D-A. Hilt, H-I-L-T-S.
And zip code 77642?
Yes.
08.
Thank you.
77708.
Can I have your shipping address, ma'am, for security purposes, please?
3132 Highland Avenue, Fort Detective.
Thank you for that. Let me see. Give me one moment. Give me one moment. Okay, I see here an order was in on October 10th, ma'am, for $5.74 for a tactical bag. Do you recall that order?
Oh, tactical, that's that bag they charged you for, Ms. Marie.
No, this was discharged.
Oh, this was discharged for 56. How much it was?
Can I ask, who am I speaking to, ma'am?
Hilda Hill, and she got me on the phone. Everybody on the phone.
I'm sorry?
We got two people on the phone.
Okay, so who are you?
I'm her daughter.
Oh, okay. So when the order is done, go ahead.
We're trying to figure out what was charged on her card, on our card. And they gave us this number right here.
So when the order is done for the tactical bag, the customer is a trial basis to call in and cancel. If the customer does not call in and cancel, then they get billed $67.32 for the $65.67.32 for the
$100. How much was charged on your car, Miss Marie?
It was $57 on the second charge. So that ain't it. We've been there that bad.
But if you don't call and cancel it, they go charge your card $100 and some.
No. You get billed $67.32 for the $125 voucher.
Oh. It was 57 or 67, Ms. Lee?
I don't know. Whatever it was, it wasn't that bag. We didn't order that bag the same time we ordered that Lumen. That Lumen?
No, we didn't. Unless they said when we ordered that bag.
That bag was ordered on October 10th.
I got to see when we ordered that bag, because they probably just charged it right then and there, Ms. Marie, at the same time.
Yeah, but we didn't got that bag. The new
I know.
We ain't got.
Okay, but listen, what she's saying that they're going to charge you that amount because you didn't cancel the subscription you said?
We already got that bag. Why is they going to just charge it?
Because
somebody else must be ordering a bag, not us.
Ma'am, excuse me.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I have a question. So, if we didn't cancel it, you said they would have charged us how much?
She gets billed a monthly fee for $67.32.
You got to cancel that because you will get billed a monthly fee for that bag.
Oh,
not for the bag, for a voucher. It's a gift card that gets in.
How do we cancel that?
Okay. Give me one moment.
Okay.
That's crazy. Why would they keep charging for something like that?
Are you ready to write the cancellation number down, ma'am?
Hold on.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, cancellation number is C as in Charlie.
Mhm.
227.
Mhm.
8013.
And do you have a telephone number for the company so she could cancel it?
We represent the company. I canceled the account, ma'am.
Oh, you canceled it already?
Yes, I just provided her with the cancellation number.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer care.
I have a question. Did she get charged last month?
For November, yes, ma'am.
So you got charged last month, too, and you didn't pay attention to it?
Yeah. Why do they keep charging the car for a bag?
It's a voucher for the bag.
Yeah, but I already paid for the bag and got the bag. Why do they keep charging the car?
Well, they're not going to charge no more because we canceled it. Okay, thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer care.
Hello?
Yeah.